We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What up, everybody? It's B. Mitch and Finley. It's Tuesday morning, 10:03 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Brian's dancing. Landfill is not. That's a quick update. Hope everybody's doing well.
Don't worry, it's coming. Nats. Landfill like the dance, man.
Nats are just bombing.
15-1.
Juan Soto, bombing.
5-4 games.
Dude is hot. You knew a big hot streak was coming. He's actually said that the...
Cody Betts said it was going to happen.
That the home run derby helped him. A lot of guys say
it makes him see a lot. Because, see, we always felt that it harmed people. And that became the narrative. But now these younger dudes are like, you know what? What they say, if you see one go out, then you can see two,
so
then three.
I think it's more he kind of got his power swing back because he had to force it, right? I don't know.
Well, I just think they, just like playing basketball, what do they say to a shooter that can't hit the outside shot? Just get a layup. Get a free throw, you know?
Watch it go in.
You watch it go in, then it opens up for you. And I think I heard, who is it? Richard Jefferson talking about these people keep fouling Giannis. Hey, that's the wrong thing to do. If he hits one of those free throws, he may start seeing it when he shoots the other shots as well. Well, I think the same thing comes down. It's just sports, life is about confidence. If you feel you can do something, you normally do it. If you're hesitant and don't think you can, you normally don't.
When you look good, you feel good. When you feel good, you play good.
Look good, feel good. Feel good, play good. Smell good. Whoo, Lord, everything happened good.
I wouldn't be familiar with that last one. Nats looked great last night. We got a lot to discuss today. Barstool Nate will join us at 11. Pete Haley at high noon. Phil Chenier on the new Wizards hire of Wes Unseld. Phil Chenier is a legend in this damn town, and he will join the program at 12:45. Cody Betts has an official Nats Insider update for us at 12:30. I want to talk about Saquon. I want to talk about Eli. I want to talk about Peyton. I want to talk about your guy, Aaron Rodgers.
Why the hell are you talking about all these Giants? This is the Washington football
but
team area.
To start, I want to talk about Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
And Landfill.
Landfill, where'd you go?
Jeff Bezos went to space. Outer damn space.
See, this is... As I saw them break down the route of what they were doing, they said they got on the edge of space. Did they really go out of space or did they get damn near there? Like when you told us yesterday that you were here but you weren't here, did they get there but not get there?
I was here.
You outside the building?
I was the first one here today.
Yeah.
Boom. Take that.
I was finally here before you.
Yeah, but you're always here. Like of the rest of us, I was the first one here.
Okay, well, you know, if you do one thing out of 400, then who cares? But I'm asking.
I actually kind of, so yesterday I was here, but I was outside because I was on the phone call and that didn't count. That is Landfill's contention, is that Bezos didn't actually go to space. So all,
Landfill, that's
of, the,
what you're saying?
All of the celebrating shouldn't
well,
really.
Well, I agree because I watched them talk about it. They have the little rocket that takes up, then the thing takes off, and they go to the edge. They don't really go outer. They go right at the edge, and then they come back out. It was 10 minutes.
Listen to this.
I'm not paying $1 million for 10 damn minutes.
How great is this tweet? Craig Bro Dude says, this MF went to the foyer of space.
Yeah, so he went to the, he didn't even go outside.
He said,
no.
he went to the foyer, opened the door, and shut it real quick.
He dapped up the bouncer of space and then went home.
but I was, when I was listening to it, all of the stuff building up to it, you got these billionaires battling over what they're going to do. And I'm like, you know, this is some crazy stuff, but boy, money make you do some weird stuff. Then they sat down and they talked about exactly how it was going to happen. And after I heard it, I was like, that's not outer space. That's right before it becomes, Outer space, normally when you get there, you go, you experience serious weightlessness, and you normally don't have any control. They fly, turn around, and come back. So I listen. What they have done, what they've done, is remarkable. They are showing that we can do some astronomical things and different things where they can make money on it. They've generated a new industry because we know when you got a lot of cheddar, you want to do stuff that the others can't.
Is it really remarkable, though? I mean, this stuff was going on in the 60s.
That was like government
funded. That was remarkable.
Government funded, not privately funded.
Jeff Bezos has more money than the government did in the 60s.
But who?
That's an interesting. I wonder if he does.
In the 60s?
Like to think the United States government. When did we go to the moon? 1962 or something?
Well, 69.
He has 20 billion, supposedly, huh?
I don't think it could have been 69. Wasn't JFK president in 60?
Yeah.
And he was shot by like 63. Wasn't he president when we went to the moon?
No.
You sure?
Positive.
What do you think?
July 20th, 1969.
Boom! I thought JFK got us to the moon.
See?
No, he said he wanted to go to the moon.
When it comes to like school and educational and history, I never listened to you because you already told me your brain was fried when you was in school.
I didn't do a ton of studying. I also, people are reporting that Jeff Bezos' spacecraft looks like a penis. Has anybody seen this thing yet? Cody can confirm.
Well, he's overcompensating for
y'all,
something.
Y'all have to understand. No, he's not overcompensating. He's telling everybody else.
That is the ultimate over
to everybody that tried to beat me.
He is single now, right? You think having a couple $100 billion would be enough?
Yeah.
It looks like a regular spaceship. Hold on, let me get you a good picture. Like that. You're telling me, look at that. That is
what's the little thing on Star Wars? Is
R2-D2?
It look like
it kind of does look like R2-D2 at the top.
Listen, man, you have to make sure it's aerodynamic and all those type of things.
Sure, you do.
But ultimately,
it's like something out of Spaceballs.
Think about it, though. I don't like the Concorde was a plane that flew higher than most
or faster.
Didn't it get up to like 50,000 feet, something like that? And it flew faster. So this went a lot higher than that. You know, so I don't know, man.
Once you have that image in your head, you can't look at this thing and not start giggling. Because it's...
Well, like they say, boys will be boys.
Imagine building your own... Yo, so here's what happens. Bezos is married, whatever. I don't know if he stepped out or somebody stepped out, whatever. They get divorced.
He was building that.
And then he's like, you know what? I'm building a damn rocket.
He's been building the rocket before
he got
divorced.
And my rocket's going to look like a penis.
Nah,
take that.
He was building a rocket before he got divorced.
How do you think her lawyers are saying to that?
Say
we're going to need more money.
That woman got a lot of cheddar. She walking away with a lot. She ain't wearing nothing.
Somebody on Twitter's asking if the Concorde used to go to the edge of space. Is that accurate?
I don't know.
No, I think it was just a fast plane.
I thought it was just very fast.
It flew higher, too, and I think it was at 50,000 feet. It
might have.
Because like most planes fly 30 to 35,000, and I think it went higher than that, and that enabled it to move as fast as it did. I know it used to fly from Dulles back in the day, and when it flew, my house shook.
Wow.
Because it did not take off like
that. It used to blow up a lot, too, right? That's why they don't fly them anymore. But couldn't you get from D.C. to Paris in like 2 hours?
It was fast as hell. I was going to get on one.
And then they say,
it's not flying anymore.
So I would ride that. I would ride the penis rocket to space.
No, you won't, because you need a million.
Maybe they need an endorsement, and we can work out a deal.
I don't think you can read. You can do enough 1 minute reads for them to fly you. It's going to be people lining up to do that.
Are there enough people with that kind of money?
Pull up Forbes. Hell yeah, it's enough people.
Ahmet says Bezos going to the border of space and making a big deal of it is like JP going to Tijuana and saying he went to Mexico.
Well, I tell you one thing. I know Ahmet's going to try to get on the plane and go to the
space. Ahmet can probably afford it.
Hey, Ahmet.
Ahmet, get us three round trip tickets to space.
It's kind of like going to Canada and trying to claim that you're like an international traveler.
You go to Canada and say, oh, I was in Iceland.
It's the barest technical definition of leaving the country, going to Canada. I mean, it's the same place.
But you know what, though?
Technically not.
Once you do it, you come back and you've experienced it and you start talking about it, what does it do? I mean, it makes other people want to experience it, too.
I would go. Would you go?
Yeah.
Landfill?
No.
Cody?
Yes, I would go.
Are you scared? Let's assume that we have the money.
If I had a choice going there or having my own island, give me my own island.
Sure, but is that the choice?
I'm just trying to throw something else out there.
If I had the choice of doing that or like getting to the top of Mount Everest, I'd rather get to the top of Mount Everest, I think.
Yeah, because the top of Mount Everest, you're going to be working.
Right. I'm willing to... I want to see Mount Everest.
You'll turn around and
one of my goals in life
you
is to see Mount
Everest. You just told me you don't
want to
be around spiders and all this stuff, too.
I'm fine with spiders. You want to fight spiders, which is an odd...
I want to fight them, but if they on the damn green where I'm supposed to be putting, you need to get the hell out of the way.
Are you scared of space, Landfill?
I think it's a waste of time. I'd rather go to the Super Bowl than space.
Hell, if I can say that the Washington football team is going to the Super Bowl right now, believe me, I would love that more than anybody going to space.
I would rather the Washington football team go to the Super Bowl than more people go to space. I agree with that.
If I had $1 million and I was going to spend it on something stupid, I'd be like one of those guys that buys the 30-second cameo in Star Wars or something rather than go to space. That'd be a way bigger deal.
I don't think I would see you there.
That is lame, too.
I won't see you.
If you had $1 million to burn, you'd want a cameo in Star Wars?
It'd be for space.
If I had $1 million to burn,
I would rather go
JP,
to space.
If I had $1 million to burn, we're going to have way more fun than 30 seconds in Star Wars.
Yeah.
We're going to find. Believe me.
I think space would go viral. I think there's probably 40 or 50 things that you could spend $1 million on that would be more entertaining than space.
I could find 1,000. Seriously.
I mean, I would just pay off my house and like pay off my wife's loss.
That's lame.
Come on, stop doing the lame. Stop trying to be lame and stuff. Let's go experience. Let's experiment some stuff.
You know how much more fun you could have
going to space?
Everybody pay off their house, but what you going to experience? That's going to be spectacular.
I would experience not paying my mortgage.
You won't go viral paying off your house.
I'm not searching for clout.
You could hit up.
Ain't worried about clout.
You can hit up every casino.
I'm gonna toss some things for you. I'm gonna see if you bat them away.
I have a feeling if we have to wait for the break for you to tell me your ideas with this $1 million, I'm in. I'm already in.
Well, it's just like when you got $1 million to blow.
Yeah, it's like a Brewster's Millions.
You went out with your friend and y'all spent like $2,000 and you had the greatest night of your life. Imagine $1 million.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It won't be a night, JP.
It'd be a week.
It's going to be a month for you and I.
Yeah.
Because when you have $1 million, they're going to let you in.
Yeah, yeah,
they gonna
you're
get
right.
Play. We go to Vegas, win a big hand that night. They're going to give us our room the rest of the week to try to keep us there. But we're going to put $500,000 on the side real quick.
You've got this planned out.
Oh, hell yeah. I know how to do this.
You can hit up like every casino the entire way across the country. Do you know how much more entertaining that would be than going to space?
No, we're going straight to Vegas.
Yeah, I think you just go to Vegas.
Oh, we can just hit all the casinos.
I'd like to go to Rio de Janeiro or something. I'd like to go. I don't know. I guess
we're going to do it big. We're going to Monte Carlo. But to be honest with you,
Monte
we have
Carlo.
$1 million to spend in Monte Carlo. We're going to probably be the...
That'd be like 2 nights.
We're going to be the cheapest people.
We'd be poor.
They got all the money in Monte Carlo.
Dude, when I went backpacking in Europe and we were broke. I was 21 and broke, staying in hostels, sleeping outside on purpose, not because I fell asleep. And we walked through Monte Carlo and went into the casino, like 4 21-year-old American losers. These people wanted nothing to do with this.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Nothing to do with it.
And all the cars outside were probably, Lamborghini, Ferraris.
The wildest is the boats. These yachts are, like, multi-storied. The top of them is a helicopter.
Yeah.
Then they have, like, a couple wave runners. They have a boat that's, like, their dinghy that everyone I know would be proud to own. Like, just a dinghy. It's a 40-foot boat. It's wild. So you're right, Monte Carlo. I'm in. That's where we'll go.
What's the The place over there where Tiger does his golf tournament.
Albany?
Albany.
Yeah, the Bahamas.
There's some yachts over there.
Not Albany, New York.
There's some yachts over there. And they're sleek. Oh, man. They had one over there that was like a charcoal color. I was like, man, just let me get on there.
Albany, New York might be a better trip than a 10-minute space trip, though, for $1 million.
Because
Albany is entertaining.
Sucks.
I've been to Albany, New York.
Yeah, it does suck, but you know what sucks even harder?
I think training camp was in Albany, New York with the Giants. Not that cool. Yeah.
You're absolutely right, it's not cool, but you know what else isn't cool? Going to near space for 10 minutes and trying to pretend it's a big deal.
Serious question for you, Brian. You're usually good at things like this. What size dress do you think I wear?
Look, stand up a little bit.
Okay.
See, you would probably wear, that body there. That's probably about a 14.
A 14?
Yeah, that's a lot of material.
I got a text message. Somebody's asking me to be a bridesmaid, and what size dress do I wear? So I'll reply and tell this person I'm a 14. All right, time to get down to business.
No, you need to tell the people that they have the wrong person before they go out there thinking that, and then they go call the person. You said a 14, right? Hell no, I'm a 6. You're going to cause the friendship to separate.
Roberto Rodriguez tweeted me and said, Bezos saying that he went to space is like having a layover in Paris and saying you went to France. A lot of space police out there. Like, oh, that's not space. I'll show you space. Will you? How far away is the moon?
Well, if you have a layover in Frankfurt and say you went to France. Because you're not there.
You have a layover. It'd be like going to Paris, Texas and telling everybody you went to Paris.
There you go. Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's even better.
How far away is the moon, Landfill?
Far. A lot farther than Bezos went.
Well, I'm just glad we established what date we went to the moon.
Right. In the 60s with a bunch of dudes with slide rules, and he's acting, expecting people to be impressed that he went to near space.
I have a buddy that doesn't believe the moon landing. Have you guys ever read like the deep conspiracy on the moon?
So you think nobody ever been to the moon?
I think we went. I want to be clear.
He thinks no one ever went to the moon.
He thinks it's like a very long, elaborate hoax.
Well, tell him and Kyrie to go hang out together.
You know what we're going to do next, Landfill? We're going to talk about football. Some big Aaron Rodgers
news. When are they going to have football on the moon?
That's
space.
That's Bezos' next project.
Yeah, I want to see that. Do that and then impress me.
Maybe you could play again. Zero gravity. Get you back on the field.
I can play right now some of them softies out on that damn field.
Speaking of softies, let's talk about Aaron Rodgers coming up next, 106.7.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Why you bugging? Bad news out of Los Angeles, B.
What?
You haven't seen this yet. This is breaking news. This sucks. Cam Akers, Rams running back.
Whoa.
Torn Achilles.
Whoa.
Training before training camp. I like Cam Akers. He runs hard, man.
Yeah.
That's a bummer. I mean, we know this kind of stuff's coming. And that's, you know, like when we have these debates about depth and all these things, we all know it's coming. That's
the question, though, is this. Think back to football pre-'95, '98. You didn't hear many Achilles injuries, did you not? Now.
Yeah, it's usually knees.
Now the Achilles pop up like. And it has to be something different. Is it the shoes that we just trying to make them so light or whatever? Or is it everybody that drinks, every drink that you get? Now, I am drinking an Evian sparkling that says for your mind, and it has raspberry and ginseng in it. Does a lot of the stuff you drink today more or less dehydrate you or do all kind of stuff? A lot of things we put in our bodies on a regular basis, because you can't go to a grocery store and just find water. The water always has something in it. They have every Bang or every other thing you can name. So is it the things we're consuming today, or is it the training?
I don't know. It's a fair question.
Something is affecting things today, because the shoe's supposed to be designed to work with the surface that you're running on and all this type of stuff, but still the bodies are getting worse with all this technology. They look better, I guess, but are they performing much better?
It's a legit question. I mean, as you see specifically Achilles injuries become more prevalent, best of luck to Cam Akers. He seems like a really good young man. I wanted to talk about Aaron Rodgers, however. What are you laughing about now? Another Bezos penis rocket?
This says something about the Instagram model, the way it has to go return the 20,000 in quarters.
So wait, so Dwayne Haskins really asked this woman to give him 20 grand back?
That's what it says. In gifts.
Can I assume what the 20 grand was for? Like, we all.
No, he just asked her, and she declines to give it back.
Right, but was the 20 grand for an act that already occurred? You can't really give that back.
I don't know.
Maybe Jeff Bezos' penis rocket. Was it take it back in time.
Invest in something.
Perhaps. Here's what I want to talk about.
In the future. Like we're going to talk about later. Future.
Aaron Rodgers.
A-Rod.
Has made it clear he wants out of Green Bay. Mm-hmm. Maybe that doesn't happen this year, but I sure as hell think it might happen next year. Adam Schefter reported this morning. This offseason, when all this stuff was going on with Rodgers and the Packers, This offseason, the Packers offered Aaron Rodgers a 2-year contract extension that would have tied him to Green Bay for 5 more seasons and made him the highest paid quarterback and player in football. Rodgers declined the offer, proof that it's not about the money.
Well, I don't know if that just proves it's not about the money, but I think at the moment when you're highly pissed off and they offer you this money, you feel like, why didn't you do it before? Okay? And a lot of times you do it because you think you're going to have a lot of suitors there. If Schefter comes out with this report today, but we just had another report a couple of weeks ago where they said there were no suitors for him, and he was starting to have second thoughts. So is it about the money? Is it about what? Or did he just think that I could turn it down? It's going to be a lot of people lining up to just come get me. But when that didn't occur, does this, right when this when it's hitting now, does it really make that much sense? Because it still could be about the money, though.
So just my reporter hat on here for a second.
Mm-hmm.
There's two things to look at here. This offseason, the Packers offered Aaron Rodgers a 2-year contract extension that would have tied him to Green Bay for 5 more seasons and made him the highest paid quarterback and player in football. Those are facts, right? He's reporting that. This next sentence, Rodgers declined the offer, proof it's not about the money.
But see,
that sounds like the Rodgers camp is providing this information.
Yeah, see, it doesn't prove that it's not about the money because someone turned that down. Because let's be real, though. Has Rodgers ever said anything about the money? Has Rodgers ever stated that they're not paying me enough? He never said that. So that's Schefter's words, too. And I think Schefter is one of the best reporters out there.
He's the best.
He breaks stuff all the time. Yeah. But that's not Rodgers' words, because I haven't heard him or his camp say anything about money the whole time. It was about the GM. We also heard that they cut a couple of his friends and he got mad at that.
Right.
But he never mentioned money. So for someone to say anything about the money, that doesn't, you know, that doesn't flow with what we've heard so far.
Here's the one thing I know. If he's turning down a contract extension, eventually he's going to play somewhere else.
Yeah, he probably play somewhere else. But
next year, there's no guaranteed money on the deal.
Yeah, but what if they had just fired the GM? He'll be back. And then what does that say to everybody in the organization? Aaron Rodgers runs things. And one thing I know, I may not know a lot, but being around the NFL, you're not going to have owners and GMs and presidents letting no damn player tell them what the hell they're going to do.
It is interesting that this is happening in Green Bay, where there is no owner,
yeah,
right? Like,
you got
the president of the corporation. Fans. Yeah, but that's all BS, too. Like, there's a bunch of really rich dudes that make all the decisions.
Yeah, they make the decisions, but still, let's break it down. Like you said, they may not have a necessary said owner, but all those rich dudes still not having that dude who we pay and telling us what the hell to do. They're acting owners, basically.
Totally. Like, imagine if all this was unfolding with Jerry Jones or with Dan Snyder or with Jed York. Like, the owner would get involved here and make a call. The owner would say, all right, come on.
The owner would make a call, but there's also a person who makes decisions in Green Bay, and I'm sure that person has made a call,
sure,
too.
Yeah.
But still, I think, and listen, players today still think that they have the right to make every decision. Some guys make some decisions when the owner is in agreement with it and they let it go, but they don't run nothing. Until you, like I always tell people, when you own a team or when you own that business that you work for, then you can decide on every damn thing that goes on. Until that happens, you got to follow somebody else's rules. But at this point, this is more or less by some people, the decision makers, trying to save face. And Aaron Rodgers is taking it down this road, too, so he wants to try to come out on top.
Absolutely.
This is a contest right now.
It is. It's a measuring contest.
Yes, it is.
It's a Bezos rocket measuring contest.
Bezos, and what's the other guy from Virgin?
Richard Branson.
Richard Branson. That's the contest.
That's all they're having, too.
Yeah.
It's a
multi-billionaire
measuring contest.
Bezos has more money, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bezos has more money than everybody, right?
Yeah. He supposedly walked away after he stepped down and did his stuff. It's like $200 billion.
Good God. A couple interesting things. I think Aaron Rodgers will be traded next year. I think he's going to force his way out. And I think Washington should go all the way in. And I get that I think he'll be 39.
37, 38.
He is 38 now.
But this is the question I ask. They should probably go in. But is he what this organization needs now when they say we're changing culture and we've heard about it's going to be our way, what I say, this, that, and the other? Because if he comes here, there's no damn way you could tell him what he's going to do. Because if you go give up everything you got to give up for him, when he steps in, I don't care what anybody thinks, he's number one in charge at that point.
But they've got that Cal thing, and it's a weird thing. And maybe they have maybe Ron and Aaron have a relationship. Hey, it's Ron and Aaron. Maybe they can make it work.
Hey, I don't care how it goes. If you allow a guy like that to step in, he has more control than you.
If he comes to this,
and if
town,
you give me a Super Bowl, that's okay.
Right.
But if you come in here and you stink the joint up, then that's not okay.
You're basically making a deal that you're going all in for a Super Bowl, and if it works, everybody's happy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But if it doesn't, you get what's happening in Green Bay right
now.
My
coaches are telling you,
just a mess.
If you change the play and it works, we had a great play. If it doesn't work, you screwed up. I had nothing to do with it.
Do you know who's in town today?
In
D.C.
No.
You want to guess?
It's not Jeff Bezos. He's in near space.
No, he already landed.
What's the opposite of outer space?
He's landed.
Inner space?
He's landed already.
Is he in inner space?
The opposite of outer space is Earth. That's where he is.
The atmosphere area of Earth.
Inside of the
who's
ozone.
Who's in D.C. right now?
Do you know Cody?
Barstool Nate.
No.
Oh.
Somebody way, way cooler.
Okay.
Landfill, do you know?
B. Mitch.
I mean, that's technically true. These are facts.
I'm guessing it's the Florida Marlins.
Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers
at the White House
are doing their White House visit today. I think that's cool. I've been to one of those White House visits. I went when the Seahawks came and I covered it.
I think I've experienced one of those too.
Your experience is probably way cooler than mine.
Yeah, that's cool.
It got me into a debate with a friend of mine who said if he got the opportunity, he would go in there and boo Tom Brady. And I'm like, why? I'm going to tell you his explanation, and then I want your reaction and what you would do. Because I would cheer for Tom Brady. I'd be like, yo, Tom, you're the man. That's what I would do.
I already got a mindset what I'd do to the guy that was trying to boo him in the White House.
All right, I look forward to hearing that. And I want calls, 800-636-1067. If you see Tom Brady, are you booing? And if so, why? That's next, 106.7 The Fan.
Sound like.
Why boo Tom Brady? Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time. He's probably up there for like greatest competitor of all time.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he's kind of funny. His social media stuff. I'm sure he's paying somebody to do it, but it's kind of funny. I enjoy that he's willing to put himself out there playing golf and he's not that good. I'm cool with Tom Brady.
I think you should try it, JB. But go ahead.
Sure. So I asked, why boo Tom Brady? This is a reply from my buddy Pete. He says, why boo Tom Brady? He knocked my home team out of the playoffs. He's the winningest bleephead in sports. There's a political jab in here.
I'm still waiting for why.
He thinks Trump is a good guy. He doesn't believe in science. He doesn't eat tomatoes. Who doesn't like booing New England athletes? He left his pregnant wife for a supermodel. I find it surprising that someone needs a reason to boo Tom Brady in 2021.
If you disagree with what he does, just disagree with what he does.
Yeah, but, I mean, the political thing is one thing, right?
But if he goes into the
he's
White
the best
House
football
for a celebration
player of all time.
And you were to be there, the last thing you want to do is boo.
I would cheer for Tom Brady.
You can, when they say his name, just don't do anything. Don't make no gesture. That's better.
I didn't know there was a Tom Brady, like people, I didn't know there was a Tom Brady haters out there.
Oh, no.
I thought he had kind of gotten past that.
No. There's no such thing as getting past. When you're good and you're successful, you are going to be hated. And you will have people don't hate people that they're better than. People don't hate people that they think that they can look down upon. It's those that you look at and they got everything. You don't like those people.
Yeah. I hate Nicolas Cage, but I like Tom Brady.
Why do you hate Nicolas Cage?
I think he's a terrible actor, and he annoys me. I hate onions, but I like Tom Brady.
But I'm just saying, like when you start talking to people, and I think this is the difference between when I talk to my kids about being like somebody, I make sure I speak about, look at his work ethic. Look at his dedication to his craft. No, I don't want you to do everything he does because no person is perfect. But, you know, when people go up there and they want to just, I don't like him because he beat my team. There are a lot of good qualities about him that you can use to help promote and push your kids and people around you. Why not do that? Why just hate a person because your team? Why not be pissed off at your team because they didn't do the right things to stop him?
I don't know. I would cheer for him. What about you? Let's go to the phones. Eddie in Centerville is on the Gambit DC listener lines. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Eddie?
Yeah, if I ever did meet him, I would probably shake his hand. Thank you for all the money he's won me over the years from betting with him. And ask for his autograph and then sell it on eBay. That's the main thing I would do.
Eddie's got money.
So, Eddie, he made you money. You're going to be you're going to go make some more money off of him. That's the way you do it.
Yeah.
Capitalize.
I mean, that's how I do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't say he's the greatest football player ever, JP. I would say he's the winningest football player, Super Bowl-wise.
Yeah, I'd say he's the greatest quarterback ever. Well, thank you for the call, Eddie. I appreciate it, man. Landfill, you cheering for Tom Brady? What are you doing?
I mean, no. I wouldn't boo him either. I'd just be like, oh, what up, Tom? I'd ignore him, basically.
You're going to ignore Tom Brady?
Yeah.
How cool are you that you just ignored Tom Brady?
Said, what's up, Landfill, man? Let's go hang out.
Well, if he said
you're going to say, hell no. Hey, look, hold on. Pete, who wants to boo him?
Yeah.
If he said, what's up, Pete? Let's go roll. Pete going to be right there rolling with him and won't say one boo word or nothing. And they're going to call you JP, man. Tom was so cool. Or he may go hang out with him.
Have you ever met him?
And then come back later. Yeah.
Is he cool? I imagine he's cool.
Yes.
The story you love so much about Brady is his rookie season or his second season when he got the job.
Tom Brady, okay, we hear people get hurt and the guy gets a chance to play. And what's the thing we normally hear people say? Well, you know, I'm just holding the position till so-and-so gets back. Well, Drew Bledsoe got hurt. And Tom Brady started playing very well, okay? And they're sitting in the locker room and the story goes that all the players like, yo, man, when Drew comes back, what's going to happen? And he say, Tom kept listening. And then all of a sudden, he just stood up and say, he ain't ever getting his damn job back. He used other words, and he walked on out. And the rest of the players were like, oh, damn. Because guess what? Drew was right there. He didn't say it behind his back.
Not scared.
He said it in his face. And ever since that day, he's done every damn thing he needed to do to keep it. And he worked his tail off. So you can't hate that. Because I'd much rather like have a person like that on my squad than the guy who say, well, I'm just holding the place till he comes back. That's a dude that don't believe he can do it.
So it's interesting. Kevin Sinclair tweets and says, would he have booed Michael Jordan after the Bulls knocked the Bullets out of the playoffs? Because it was kind of similar. Like that Bullets team way back with Weber and Rod Strickland barely got in, didn't really belong, but they had some character, some panache. That's my favorite Wizards Bullets team of all time, mm-hmm. And they got curb stomped by the Bulls.
You're kind of pulling a bait and switch here, because there's no way that if, like you said to me, if Tom Brady comes up to you and says, hey, how's it going? There are zero people alive who are going to boo Tom Brady to his face.
Talk about what the hell they would do and how they would do this, that, and the other. They never, that's the same people that walk right up to the guy they just told you they were going to boo and say, can I get your autograph? It happens.
Tailgate Ted says he would ask Brady for an autograph, a picture, and a Subway gift card, and then boo him.
After he gets away from him.
Let's go to the phones.
First of all, if you go and boo a guy you don't like him, don't ask him for nothing. You shouldn't like nothing about him.
Let's go to Troy in Suitland. Troy, you're on with B-Mitch
and Penny. Hey, what's going on? How y'all doing?
What up, Troy?
Good, man. How are you?
All right. I just got a question since y'all talking about Tom Brady, and I wanted to get both of y'all answers. Even Landfill. Somebody posted on Facebook the other day, my cousin brought it up. If you had one game to win a championship, which quarterback would you ever have? Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, or Aaron Rodgers?
Brady.
I pick Aaron Rodgers.
I'm taking Brady. He's done it more than
Troy,
any one of them.
You're incorrect. You take Tom Brady.
I mean, we just had a real-world example of that this season.
Brady just
and Brady's
beat
the answer.
In the NFC title game and then
Patrick.
Beat Mahomes in the Super Bowl. The answer is Brady.
He's not Aaron Rodgers.
Thank you for the call, Troy.
He may not be Aaron Rodgers. He probably have more game-winning drives. He has more Super Bowls than both of them together. And he has more Super Bowl wins than they have appearances together. So at this point, I'm taking Tom Brady. I know everybody has told me about all the skills that Aaron Rodgers had. In that game, he didn't move on. And it's not all his fault. But ultimately, I'm taking Tom Brady because last second drive, he's a bad man.
Tom Brady's going to have more Super Bowl rings than Rodgers and Mahomes combined.
I think Pat is going to win a few more, but I still agree with you.
He has seven. This dude has more Super Bowls than teams. Think about that. Think about that.
Than most teams.
Yes.
He might have more Super Bowl rings than all other teams.
He might have more Super Bowl rings than any team.
Yeah.
Because the Pats have six.
Who has seven? Six?
The Steelers have six.
The Cowboys have what, six? Five or six?
I think they have five.
So he has seven.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mahomes and Rodgers combined have two, I believe.
See, a lot of times we get, and then think about, like, Patrick Mahomes, he probably at the end will say it all, but right now, long as that man still taking snaps from the center in the NFL, I'm going with Tom.
It's Tom is the answer. Landfill, something's going on with the internet, and it's driving me crazy. I want you to know that, okay?
I mean, there's always some stuff going on with the internet that's driving people
it's
crazy.
There's always something driving him crazy.
Well,
he needs to learn.
I'd sit in a prison cell with you for 4 hours a day. It has an osmosis effect.
No, I don't drive anybody. I don't bother you. I just ignore you.
The question for the next hour is going to be, what makes the 2021 season a success for the Washington football team?
Ooh.
We will ask our next guest, Mr. Barstool Nate, that exact question, and then we'll take your calls after that. Next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.